Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to a comeback episode of the Matt Kramer Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Please, just to let you guys know, we have a new guest call in number. 563-999-3030. Okay. Well, folks, I am back. It's been quite a while since my my time here on Blog Talk Radio. I am also doing this as a, this will be my first tube as well. So if you don't get the audio here, you will get the audio and visual on YouTube, and you can just look me up, Matt Kramer, on YouTube. Again, for you, those of you who are calling in, please call in 563-999-3030. Please dial the country code first, which is number 1-563-999-3030. So, as a welcome back episode, I have been doing quite a few things. I've been working for the grocery company of Pavilions for 12 years this month. 12 years this month. I started 12 years ago at the Pavilions in Newport Beach. And since then, since first year there, the company Pavilions, which has been owned by Safeway, is now owned by the Albertsons Corporation for a while, and that was swiftly done, I would say about 4 years ago. And now Kroger Corporation, the Kroger company of stores, is merging with Albertsons. Albertsons owns Safeway and all Safeway-type stores nationwide and parts of Canada as well. So that's what's been going on corporation-wise. A few months ago, they have been CEOs of, I believe, both Kroger and Albertsons were in Washington, D.C. Actually, I already have each year. We're already in Washington, D.C., fielding questions from the one of the committees, the Republican, the Senate committees. So let me look that up here. I'm on my laptop here also. Where is a question like Congress? That's what I want to know. So about 5 months ago, CEO of Kroger, Kroger, were questioned by the Senate Judiciary Committee, the same committee that looks to question nominees of the Supreme Court. These are the same guys that look to question companies that merge together. I'm not sure if the Albertson-Safeway merger or I would call it a buying of the company. I don't think they went through congressional approval or not. I don't think they did. That was a smaller thing, but two big companies merging together, that's a pretty freaking big deal. So that's what's been going on in the past 5 months. So if you work for Kroger or Pavilion Safeway type companies, and you're concerned with the merger, For me, honestly, in terms of the merger, I hope means that we can keep the stores because, about 10 years ago, I would say, I think it's been close to 10 years ago, there was an Albertsons in Garden Grove, not far from where I live, and that store is now Crunch Fitness now. But that store was around when I was first looking for jobs right out of high school. And this is going back 20 years. So now that store was closed. It was the area was shuttered for a number of years until Crunch Fitness went in there. And now it's a fitness store, fitness place, I should say. The little strip on Catella and Euclid, right on the border of Anaheim and Garden Grove, that whole area was a Walmart. And before it was a Walmart, the Walmart that faces north and south, that is now closed. Before that, it was a Pep Boys tire shop, mechanic shop. They had Nickel over there. They had quite a few stores. A Dollar Tree store there. That is closed. That whole Walmart area is shuttered. It's closed. and perpendicular to that, adjacent to that, was the big Kmart. That was closed, and I think most of Kmart's closed already. The big Kmart was closed. They tried to put a Smart and Final in there. That didn't last very long at all. Now it's something totally different. Right next to that is a Gold's Gym of Garden Grove. So that's what's been going on since my last episode here on Block Talk Radio. Again, your number to call in is 563-999-3030. Lately, I have been watching a new candidate who's running for president. He's my age, by the way, and his name is Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek Ramaswamy, V-I-V-E-K-R-A-M-A-S-W-A-M-Y. He's a cool guy. He's 2 months younger than me. We're the same age, but I'm 2 months older than him. And he is running for president. He was a former CEO of a big biotech company, and now he heads a company called Strive, S-T-R-I-V-E, and now he's running for president. He's the first millennial to run as a Republican who wants to put America first, and he believes that he can go further than former President Donald J. Trump. You know what? Already I've heard at least one person, I won't tell who it is, I've already heard one person who has heard of Vivek Ramaswamy. And this person, very close to the host, believes that Vivek is a little too far right of the political spectrum. But that's okay. We don't want anyone, personally, we don't want anyone far to the left of the political spectrum, because we have enough of that right now. I'm not going to dwell too much on politics tonight, but I do know that there is a lot of things going on. The Durham Report, which was recently given out, posted, and I believe everyone can see it publicly, which denounces any evidence, debunks any evidence of any collusion with Russia pertaining to Trump. And the Mueller report did that as well. But the Durham report debunks any evidence that the FBI had anything to do with Trump and the counts and the Dominion, probably the Dominion voting machine things are part of that. I'm not entirely sure. I have not read the Durham report yet. I'm actually reading the January 6th report, January 6th, 2021 report, with a forward by Adam Schiff. I'm reading that at the moment, which may be just a bunch of lies, but I'm reading it for history's sake, you know. But that's what's been going on politics-wise. So Vivek Ramaswamy, he is running for president. And Tim Scott, Representative Tim Scott, has just entered the race as well. So that's very, very, very exciting. Tim Scott, I don't know him that well. He was a guest, believe it or not. He was a guest with Trey Gowdy, and they both were guests of Greg Laurie's church. I'm not sure if it was Riverside or Orange County Harvest, but that's how I know Tim Scott, because I believe Trey and Mr. Scott wrote a book together. I think so. I've not read that book yet, but anyway, that's what's been going on politics-wise. Everyone has their opinion on Biden. If you've watched closely the hearings on Secretary Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security, crazy stuff going on in that respect. What else? Guess you have a new number, 563-999-3030. 563-999-3030. What's going on? Well, let's see. Oh, let's do Star Trek and Star Wars. Ooh, how about that? Some sci-fi stuff. Unfortunately, if you're a big Star Wars fan, you probably have read that the actor who is playing the new bad guy in the Ahsoka series, Ray Stevenson, has just passed away. We don't know how he died necessarily. There's no information on that yet. Possibly something like a heart attack, a stroke. Could be anything, and this just happened very, very recently, within the last day and a half. Ray Stevenson passed away. Not sure, don't know much about Ray Stevenson, to be honest with you, other than he's playing a bad guy in the Ahsoka series, which comes out, I believe, August of this year. That will be exciting to see. And hopefully there'll be a little tribute to him once the series is released. And so it's very exciting to see Rosario Dawson back as Ahsoka Tano. We may get little Hayden Christensen in there, as we saw him in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. That was really cool. There's no information from what I just read. There's no information on season two of Obi-Wan Kenobi. I believe the first season of the Kenobi series went very, very well. I really liked what Ewan McGregor did and Hayden Christensen did in both that series. Some pretty good effects, pretty good lightsaber fights in there, good acting. It was great to see Liam Neeson as a ghost, as the Force ghost of Qui-Gon Jinn, so that was really, really cool. So if you're into Star Wars, Star Trek, please call in 563-999-3030. What else is going on? Star Trek, getting ready to see Anson Mount back as Captain Christopher Pike in Strange New Worlds Season 2. Probably, I would guess, another 10 episode season. I will say this: if you have not seen the third season of Star Trek Picard, and you are a big TNG fan like myself, please go see it, especially the last few episodes. No one but Terry Metalis could have done it better. That's my personal opinion. People are having crowdfunding stuff, some kind of petitions to let Terry Metalis take hold and run the reins, take the reins of Star Trek Legacy. I think that's a very good idea. I think I signed a petition for that. So do it. If you like Terry Metalis, if you like what he did in Star Trek Picard Season 3, sign a petition. Let's get the ball rolling. Also, I've been playing Star Trek Fleet Command for a while. I am at level 21, almost at level 22, not there yet. I got a few things to do before I get to level 22 on Star Trek Fleet Command. They've added some Star Trek Voyager characters for the game, which is awesome. And so if you're into Star Trek Star Wars, you like gaming, if you don't want to call in tonight because it's a little late, depending on where you are in the good old USFA, please drop this new number down, 563-999-3030. In Spanish. I believe I said that correctly. So, what are we going to talk about? Well, Vivek Ramaswamy, thumbs up, thumbs down. Let me know. Let me know in the comments if you want to. And that would be great. Yes, no, maybe so. Please, if you want to, type in a message in the chat. There's always chat available. If you want to call in and do a chat, you can do that as well. Also, let's see, what else is going on? Star Wars, Star Trek. Ray Stevenson passing away. That's pretty sad. And they just had a London Star Wars celebration, and he was there. He looked pretty good. He looked pretty healthy from the Star Wars celebration up there on the other side of the world called London. But unfortunately, now he has he has passed away. I'm guessing it's a heart attack. I'm guessing it's, maybe a heart disease, some kind of a disease he had. We don't know. Maybe the autopsy will come out. Maybe it won't. Maybe it will be the autopsy. The results will be just family only. That's totally cool. Just pray for the family as they grieve this very sudden. I believe it's a very sudden loss, not only for the family, but for the fans of Star Wars and the upcoming Ahsoka series. What else is going on besides that? Listen, I am a big fan of Bar Rescue. I really am. I really love John Taffer and Bar Rescue. Finally, John Taffer comes back for the John Taffer podcast after a year. He's been working on Bar Rescue episodes. He's been working on his bourbon, his new bourbon he's got out. Let's see. John Taffer. Oh, and he's got a couple of Taffer's Taverns opening up. One in Georgia and one in Boston. The most recent one is Boston, Alfreda, Georgia, and Boston. And I think there's another one. Bourbon. Let's go to that. Bourbon. But is it brown butter bourbon? I think that's what it is. Let's see. Brown Butter Bourbon. Yep, that's the one. So he's been launching that. That's what's been taking a year, almost a year for that. Also opening up Taffer's Tavern. And I think there's three locations. Taffer's Tavern. Location. Oh, there's one in Washington, D.C. I think they're going to open one. I don't think it's open the one. It's open yet in D.C. I know there's one in Georgia and there's one in Boston. It looks like if you go to TaffersTavern.com/locations, it'll tell you. TaffersTavern.com, location of Alpharetta, Georgia. Okay, so D.C., the D.C. one is now open. And Watertown, Massachusetts. So three locations so far. So that's pretty cool. Hopefully he opens one somewhere near here in California, but maybe he will. Maybe he'll skip the blue state of California, go as far as Las Vegas where he lives. But but Taffer's Tavern, if you are in those two states, then you are a big fan of Bar Rescue, John Taffer, the John Taffer podcast, the No Excuses podcast. If you're into that stuff, new type of restaurant, new type of bar, hey, go there and support the business, man. That's what I would do if we have one up in this area. Hopefully he will have one in the area. Hopefully not. Hopefully he will. No guarantees, of course, but guest call in again, 563-999-3030. And I'm a big fan not only of John Taffer, John Taffer, Bar Rescue, Star Wars, Star Trek. I am a big fan of Patrick Bet-David. I love Patrick Bet-David. PDB podcast. Let's look at that right now. PDB broadcast. PDB broadcast. Is it broadcast? Yeah, broadcast. PDB broadcast on YouTube. Love that guy. Patrick Bet-David. There it is. Patrick Bet-David podcast. Love this guy. He just did an episode this morning with Sebastian Gorka. I just started reading, watching it, listening to it. He's got some good stuff going on. So that's what's going on with Patrick Bet-David stuff. Vivek Ramaswamy, Tim Scott's in there. Biden's running again. Or as Vivek Ramaswamy says, the managerial state is running on behalf of President Joe Biden. So we'll see how he does. I think he's going to go the way of Donald Trump, have only 4 years. And maybe Donald Trump gets the White House back. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. We'll see in November. I think in November this year or next year. I think November this year we Election Day 2023. We have Election Day 2023 United States elections are scheduled to be held in large part on Tuesday, November 7th of this year. Yes. The off-year election includes gubernatorial, governor stuff, and state legislative, numerous initiatives, mayoral races. Okay, so the presidential elections are 2024. Scheduled to be held during the presidential election. President. Okay, so November 5th, 2024, we vote to keep Biden in the White House, vote him out, vote a new guy in. Whoever's running, we'll see who's running. against him. We know it's Trump. If he stayed out of prison, which I think he has. So we'll see what happens. Former President Donald Trump, I know Tim Scott's in there. He just got in there, Vivek Ramaswamy. Besides Biden, I'm not sure who else is running on the Democratic side. Let's see if I can get Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. Vivek Ramaswamy. Okay, Asa Hutchinson is announced his candidacy. Okay, so Asa Hutchinson, he's former governor of Arkansas. So we'll see about him. Governor of Arkansas is currently Sarah Huckabee Sanders. That's pretty cool. Larry Elder, he's coming back. He announced his campaign on Tucker Carlson tonight before Tucker got fired, unfortunately. And as early as 4 days ago, Tim Scott, senator and former representative of South Carolina, submitted FEC paperwork to run, made a formal declaration yesterday. So we'll see how that goes. Larry Elder, Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. I love Nikki Haley. Big fan of her. Asa Hutchinson, Vivek Ramaswamy, Tim Scott, and Donald J. Trump. That is who is running. Candidates for the Democratic Party, let's see, Joe Biden, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., okay, and Marianne Williamson, founder of Project Angel Food, candidate for President 2020, candidate for House of Reps 2014. She's from Houston, Texas. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., of course, he's related to the Kennedys, Robert Kennedy's son. JFK's nephew or great nephew, I think nephew, and of course Biden and Harris. So choosing wisely when it comes to this stuff, I would 563-999-3030 call in today. Well, maybe not today. I got a minute and a half left. But call in with your questions next episode. Maybe I would say next episode will probably be 90 seconds. Next episode will probably be early July. Maybe somewhere in June. I'm not sure. July for sure. We will have another episode of Black Talk Radio before I leave on a little vacation. So 563-999-3030. Jot that number down. Come back next episode, and we will talk about it. I will let you guys go. Have a great night, and have a great week, and may the force be with you. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.